Operate business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Samuel, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband Brian have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have three CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. And we're going to be talking about the master plan. There is a master plan put forward by the ruling elite to transform our society, to change it from what it was into a system where all power rests with the ruling elite. This is not certainly a figment of my imagination. It's called Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development. It's called many things. But it really means doing away with freedom as we know it and accepting a program of socialism. But they know the American people would never accept that, so they call it Agenda 21, environmentalism, globalism. It's all sold under a number of different names. But its ultimate goal is the control of you and your property. And, of course, it includes a segment of population control. They believe that people are the problem. There are too many people in the world, and they're already undertaking a planned program that will lead to the deaths of billions of people. They've already either killed or prevented the births of billions of people. And they, a group, organized, coordinated group, intend to kill billions more. This is not a figment of my imagination. Michael, you pick up the story of ICLEI Agenda 21 and what's really going on that the average American can't see because of the degree of control that exists today over what over the media and ultimately what the American people think and believe.
Well, sure, Stan. Good morning. It's nice to be here today. I'm going to take a look at this, stepping back a little bit, so that we can see the framework in which or from which Agenda 21 grows. You know, the world has been transformed. I mean, we're not going through a we're not living with a fully transformed world, but with this new world order that has been designed by this elite for a long time is coming steadily into effect, and it's been on this a crash course for 100 years now. And, you know, I always root it in the monetary system. I mean, I think we've got a political economic system that is out of control in this country and in this world. And, you know, that lack of healthy direction can be attributed to spiritual causes, certainly, and many of your shows delve into that. And that's a critical component of what we're witnessing today. But my analysis of this transformation is a political economic one where the forces of government combine with the big forces of economics, and they work together for the creation of this new order. And so the monetary system sits at the root of what is possible for globalists today. And, of course, the monetary system that I'm talking about is this coordinated system of monies that exists between all the nations, virtually all the nations of the world, coordinated by the Bank of International Settlements and run effectively controlling economies through organizations like the World Trade Organization and the World Bank. And it's these globalist institutions which are funded and directed by the governments and the big businesses, multinational businesses of the world, that are really setting the groundwork for a transformed society. And, that transformed society slinks into our existence more steadily every month that passes. And, as most of the American people haven't figured out the ties between the internationalism that comes as a result of our financial commitments in our financial system, a money system where money is literally made out of thin air by these globalist bankers and then lent out to us and lent out in a way where there's never enough money to pay back all the interest that is accrued on these debts. And so a deeper and deeper hole continues to be set as the Americans go deeper and deeper into debt with a currency that really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't represent anything. It's just printed paper. But it's a debt that hangs around our head and pushes our governing institutions into the acceptance of more and more international standards in the operation of law as it affects our daily lives. And this is why Americans, I think, have become increasingly dissatisfied, increasingly worried and concerned about the direction that the country's taking and the prospects for what that means for their future. As well they should be, because what is at stake here, Dr. Stan, is an idea. The idea that was expressed only in the American creation. And that idea is that each of us have a life that is our own. And in America, that life was protected by a view of government. That government exists to protect the natural or unalienable rights of every individual. This world government that is emerging views human beings entirely differently. Human beings, many of us, are considered simply to be useless eaters, and therefore not worthy of continuing life. And under this new world order, human beings simply aren't recognized to be born, to be created in the image and likeness of God. So there's no special nature to being human. In fact, the Agenda 21 protocol really calls out that human beings are no more special than any other species. And so that's why the programs under Agenda 21 are harsh and very unfavorable to human beings. And we can see all of this beginning to come together as we begin to become cognizant of the fact that our monetary system is not strong. Our monetary system is a system that was designed to break, because it is in the breaking of that monetary system that all human life can really be controlled through a central force, because people will be needy. And that is what we can see on the horizon. We can see a monetary system that's not stable, that by its nature will break, and which, of course, could be broken by its creators at will.
Hold that thought. I think that's a very important issue, because when that happens, everybody in this listening audience will be a part. Back in a moment with Michael Straw.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan and Chris, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, and he was just simply talking about our monetary system and the fact that it is so constructed that it can be broken at any time, and with that, plunge the world into financial chaos. And what's the solution to financial chaos? Why, more power to the ruling elite and their control of government. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, this monetary system that we've lived with in this country now for 100 years has brought us a new system of economics. It's no longer free enterprise, one that's based upon the principles of private property and the doctrines of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Instead, our economic system has almost entirely converted over to a system of what's called public-private partnership. Now, this is part of the internationalist move. It is the new system of economics for the planned one world order. And what public-private partnership means is that if you are not a partner with government, you don't get to do business. And that has thoroughly overwhelmed some industries in America already today. For instance, land development. If you're not a partner with government, you simply can't get permits in most communities these days. And the only way you get permits is to build to the government standards for the creation of this new order. And that's when we start to find ourselves smackly engaged with Agenda 21 principles. Because the Agenda 21 development scheme demands that all people be put into narrow little human communities or human settlements, the UN likes to call it. People are to be put into dense populations, taken out of rural areas. And we see so much evidence of that happening today around the country as we see farmers and ranchers facing increasing difficulties. We find more and more major corporations buying up farm interests and ranch interests, again, illustrating the fact that if you're not big enough to be a partner, a meaningful partner of government, you just don't get the rules, regulations, the environmental concerns, and the rest of the loads put on the back of business people. You simply don't get the break from government to enable you to continue in your business. You know, it's more than 20% of the ranchers in this country have quit in the last 20 years. The number of privately owned ranches is down by more than 20%. In 20 years, and that pattern will continue because the Agenda 21 program calls for rural lands to be vacated of human beings, except for those few working as public-private partners who will be there to do the land management business required or desired by government interests in the future. And so when we start to look at that kind of economic dynamic leading to specified land use designations, we begin to we have to begin to wonder if food is going to become adequate over the ensuing decades, because so much of this land that is outside these smart growth city limits is really to become off limits for use by human beings. That includes farming interests. And so if the land you happen to hold is land that is being designated by the enviro planners as land saved for wild species, we'll find that more and more land used to produce the products needed to support a vibrant and healthy and growing human population will start being reduced. And that's the plan of Agenda 21, is to reduce all that necessary to support the existing human population. And, of course, it is anticipated that those who go along with the system, those who sign up to become one of its drones, are the people that will be fed. And over enough time, and with an inadequate supply of necessary things, food, et cetera, product that people need to continue to support themselves simply won't become available. Because under the Wildlands Project of Agenda 21, 50% of America's landscape is to be off limits to human beings and off limits to resource extraction. So the effects of that are beginning to be felt already. Certainly the reason why we have a shortage of oil is because of these Agenda 21 land use policies that are in effect here in the United States today and which prohibit the development of oil and gas resources. And we see this playing out in field after field. We see the environmental rules spreading from area to area. We can remember how the timber industry was shut down in the state of Oregon back in the early 90s with Bill Clinton as president because of this, the scare over some birds' existence. And today, Oregon simply doesn't supply the wood products needed by Americans. California doesn't supply the wood products needed by Americans. Instead, wood for California comes from Japan. Well, all of this is designed to meet the One World Order objectives of a world economy with the world trade all designed and designated by people who do not have any American interests in mind and who use these new rules to abrogate any notion of American independence or sovereignty. And this is what causes the shift in the political attitudes, which at one time in this country valued the individual. And today we see an increasing focus on valuing only groups of people as though we were herds of cattle to be managed by our masters. So the real issue that I think we face today is what do we do about this invasion of this foreign political concept into the core of our political and economic essence here in America today. And, of course, the first thing we've got to do is recognize what we're up against, understand what Agenda 21 is, and be able to recognize how American trade policy, American foreign policy, American taxing policy are all designed elements to bring us down. And bring us down, I think we all begin to feel it's something that is truly happening. And while we may feel some spurt here, or have been feeling a spurt here of economic activity over the last few months compared to where things had been, I guarantee you the plan is for times to become even worse. And, as that happens, we need to understand these influences that are taking effect because let's face it, Dr. Stan, the people are electing those politicians who are supportive of world government. I can't think of a single Washington, D.C. politician who is not. that way. You know, you can certainly find someone like Senator Inhofe, who fights effectively against global warming, done a marvelous job. But when it boils down to the real issues of globalism, he's silent as a church mouse. Doesn't talk about Agenda 21 sustainable development. In fact, you can't find anyone in Washington, D.C. who does, despite the fact that much of the country now has become aware of the Agenda 21 protocol, how it has infiltrated and infested local towns everywhere, and the public backlash to this is beginning to grow without the help of any, as you've warned us for a long time, Dr. Stan, without any help from major American media. They're completely silent about Agenda 21, and it's going to continue that way, I suspect, and that simply means that the job of spreading that information is up to all of us, because there's no savior on a white horse who's going to come in and alert the rest of the American people as to the nature of this takedown of our society, and there's no one on a white horse going to run through Washington, D.C., getting the Democrats and the Republicans there in line with truly American interests and out of the status of having become a handmaiden to global governance.
I think what's so difficult for the average individual to understand is there is an intentional effort to destroy America. The enemy is not in Beijing or Moscow or in the Arab countries, Muslim countries. The enemies are here. They're operating in Washington, D.C. They're some of the wealthiest people in our country, and they believe in creative destruction. They're dedicated to a global government, a globalism, as they say. And the term they use to describe what they're doing is creative destruction. Creative destruction. You can't create this new society unless you destroy the old one. Go off on the internet, so you need to look up, and I suggest you type in your search engine, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. And you will actually see that Alan Greenspan explains, we have to destroy the old system to create the new one. But who gave them the right to do that? We have a caller. Who's the caller?
Hi, this is Ann calling again. Quick question. Can you tell us how the Islamic movement is working with Agenda 21?
Michael, any thoughts on the Islamic movement and Agenda 21?
Well, yes, it's curious that the European Union, for instance, seems quite coordinated with the interests of Islamicists in the Middle East. And the coordination between the European Union and Islam is on the basis of the implementation of Agenda 21 policy. It's very clear that Islam and Israel, for that matter, are both big advocates of Agenda 21 policy. Both are very clear participants in Agenda 21 dynamics. And you say, well, how can that be, given that they're on opposite ends of a dispute? And I say, well, Agenda 21 has been very successful at roping in all countries to a commitment to its policy. And the Islamicist countries, representing a huge voting bloc at the United Nations, are certainly active in that pursuit, and but so is Israel, and so I don't think that the Middle East battle can be characterized as a battle over Agenda 21. The Agenda 21 principles have been agreed to by the governing apparatus in that section of the world, as it has become in all sections of the world. So, in talking with my friends who are focused on Middle East issues, you know, my input is that it too is being directed from above by the parties and the principals that are directly engaged in the pursuit of a one world order. And I think that the Middle East is being used as a triggering point for creating sort of a hardline stance in the pursuit of this world order. And the battle between the Jewish Christian element in Israel and the Muslim populations throughout the area generally are I think being used as a tact to the delivery of this ultimately designed one world government system for the entire
world. I think
that's
so accurate. I think that people have to understand is this whole conflict for the Muslim world is being used as a diversion. But we can't see the real enemy, which is here, not in the Middle East, because we're financing the whole thing over there. We'll be back in a moment with Michael Stahl, right here at the American Freedom Network.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
American Legacy Firearms is saluting all the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. As you get together with your family this 4th of July, remember them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend this great country and to keep freedom throughout the world. This reminder is from American Legacy Firearms. Visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Michael Shaw and Chris, the caller, had asked, what about the situation in the Middle East? What's the relationship between the Muslims and what's going on here? I think people have to understand America has abundant oil. we could be self-sufficient in oil and in just about everything else, but we're not allowed to develop it because, oh, the environment, we have to protect the environment, which, of course, then means we have to buy our oil from the Middle East and be dependent upon them. But this whole conflict brewing in the Middle East and the Arab Spring and the threat of Muslim terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, we've got almost 600,000 people there in Afghanistan, including the Afghan troops, fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. It's all phony. Certainly the threat of terrorism here in America is only used to justify the police state. I mean, if there is the threat of Muslim terrorism here in America, anybody could come across the border with a knapsack full of explosives and go into a mall and blow themselves up. But we don't see it. Why? Because it's all fraudulent. It's all a matter of perception. So don't be taken in by the threat of the Muslim world. We may have a war with them, but remember we had a war with the Nazis, and we financed the Nazis all during that war. Because you can't have a war if you don't have a well-financed enemy, can you? Well, certainly our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. Michael, how can people get in touch with you and your organization?
Well, the organization is Freedom Advocates, and I recommend our website to all your listeners because I think it is a central source for information on Agenda 21. We began our website back in the year 2000 as we discovered Agenda 21 in our operation here in Santa Cruz, California, and as you well know, we're both from Santa Cruz County. That this was one of the bedrocks for experimentation with the Agenda 21 program. We were being experimented on here in Santa Cruz even before Agenda 21 was announced by the UN at the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Our Agenda 21 program here in Santa Cruz well predates 1992, as all of the land use programs and centralization of government power over land use was an early attribute of Santa Cruz County, going back to the foundation of the UC here back in the late 1960s. And so we've got a big head start, and we've been able to see how people's land use in areas outside of the approved city areas has been simply nubbed. If you're not one of the partners, you simply can't use your land. Many people have been destroyed in the Santa Cruz County mountain area economically because of these kinds of restrictions. And of course, these plans and programs, which were adopted here in Santa Cruz back in the 70s and 80s, are now virtually everywhere throughout the country. And so I think we've had a good long established period where we can identify the causes and the consequences of these land use policies, which are pure Agenda 21 dynamics, and by virtue of being able to do that, our mission has been to notice the rest of the country, what it is they're in for as they begin to adopt these sustainability plans in their communities.
Okay, we do have a caller, but that's freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. Do you have a telephone number people can call?
Well, our number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232.
All right, who's calling?
Hi. I wanted to call back because I wanted to mention that, Carnicom, C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M, institute.org, discusses the chemtrails, and then there's the HEART program. Can you talk about, is this part of Agenda 21?
Well, I'm not able to say Chapter 13 of Agenda 21 addresses chemtrails. So I make no direct assertion that chemtrails are a directed program out of Agenda 21. But the whole idea of Agenda 21 is the notion that private property is to be abolished, that children are to be educated to become global citizens and not Americans. Of course, that's happening in today's schools. And the third element of Agenda 21 is the monitoring and controlling of all human population. And so chemtrails, as so many other technical or applications of technology, fit right into that third category. Chemtrails do control and monitor humans, as it may even threaten humans' lives. But the whole idea of cameras at every stoplight, the idea of a embedded driver's license that can be read remotely by government as you or by others as you walk through building doors, you can be identified simply from the tags that are on your driver's license that are sitting in your pocket, but they can be read by readers. You know, so this whole technology move does serve the Agenda 21 goals. In fact, that's why world government could never exist in prior times, and that was because they couldn't control us. But the technology available today certainly allows that, and chemtrails, it seems to me, fit into that dynamic, and yet I'm not able to say, oh yeah, that was program X under Agenda 21, because it's not articulated with that kind of clarity.
Yes, it seems like that all of our political appointees, especially conservatives, need to read the content of what you've said today. I know that some of them are not aware of it, and we
they
need
pretend
to tell
not to be
everybody
aware of it.
We know.
What? I think politicians who are, quote, not aware of it, pretend not to be aware of it because they know this is a dicey issue. They know that they're caught between a rock and a hard place. If they come out against Agenda 21, there is no support to any political candidate from either party if they come out with information on Agenda 21. So, you know, that's where the real problem, where the real rub comes from, is that the only people who can get elected with our system in America today are people who are silent to or supportive of Agenda 21. And that's the big ditch we've got to crawl ourselves out of, because without people elected who are taking Agenda 21 on and not covering it up, we have no chance.
Okay, I think you're absolutely right, and I want to thank our caller very much for calling in. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, so what, as ordinary citizens, we've got to begin to understand is that the Agenda 21 protocol is now launched on a local basis. And there's an organization that is primarily responsible for bringing Agenda 21 into local communities. That organization is called ICLEI. It's the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. On the Colorado Plains, there are 35 cities that are members of ICLEI. That's a status that needs to change. People need to take their city's involvement with ICLEI on.
Hey, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to discuss ICLEI. Oh.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Michael, you were beginning to talk about ICLEI, this organization.
Well, ICLEI is the international, what it stands for is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Now, it is a global NGO. NGO means non-government organization. NGOs are organizations which are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. Now, the most important NGO for that, in that context, is this ICLEI organization. What they do is they come in and they make contracts with your city. There are over 600 contracts in America between cities and this ICLEI organization. Now, ICLEI tries to say that they're rather benign, that they're just coming in with computer packages and the like. But it's all today. It's all in a focus for climate control, and so they're bringing their policies into your building and planning departments through their contract associations with your city, and bringing on things like the climate crisis reports in cities that we're seeing all across the country. Certainly, all here in California, combined with some state legislation. The ICLEI organization is moving very frantically with cities all in the state. Oh, roughly 200 cities in California are ICLEI members. And what ICLEI is doing is bringing these policies necessary to support smart growth. That means the stacking and packing of human beings in dense urban areas and the relocation of people from rural areas into these smart growth communities. And so they make it very difficult for rural landowners to use their land and have economic viability with it. So, the purpose is to put all people into so-called smart growth communities. And ICLEI is the driving force for cities now in that process. And there isn't a city in America that is not in that process. So ICLEI is an organization that is a very threatening organization to the nature and security of the American Republic. If your town is an ICLEI town, and you can go to our website and look at the ICLEI primer, which will have a list of the ICLEI cities in America, and you can begin to understand where it is. We've got to do some homework. Now, the ICLEI organization, well, let me just say that contracts with the ICLEI organization violate Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, because that prohibits any state or its subdivision, like a city, from engaging in any contract, treaty, or alliance with a foreign political operative. That's exactly what ICLEI is. We have found, some are reporting, 150 cities have dropped their ICLEI membership, supposedly, because awareness of the treasonous activity of ICLEI contracts is beginning to spread around the country. But unfortunately, many cities who are saying we're no longer ICLEI partners are now simply doing it under the covers. They stop paying their nominal dues, and they think that gets them out of the the hot seat, so to speak. But the reality is that all the policy that has been undertaken pursuant to ICLEI direction needs to be purged from these communities. In addition, people responsible for bringing ICLEI into the communities need to be dealt with. I mean, this is treasonous activity when your city mayor goes out and signs a contract with ICLEI. And some consequences need to befall these officials who have done that wrongdoing. But the problem is deeper than simply ICLEI, Dr. Stan, because there's another group of organizations which have even more power and more money in order to misdirect local governments. And that organization generically is called COGS, or so-called Councils of Government. Now, this is an extra constitutional layer of government in America that was imposed upon local communities by the federal government. These COGS were all federally created. It was Eisenhower who came up with the idea. It was Reagan who brought them to California. But what a COG does is a COG is it's a so-called Council of Government. So it takes an area. For instance, we'll talk about the San Francisco Bay Area. It takes a 9-county, 7.5 million area, 7.5 million people area, and it calls it basically one geographic community. And so the COG in the San Francisco Bay Area is called ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments. And ABAG is now calling for a one Bay Area plan, where the COG, coming from the federal government, promises $250 billion, that's with a T, $250 billion, to remake the San Francisco Bay Area into a fully stack and pack community. That means getting people out of their cars, getting everyone in a high-rise building. No single-family homes are to be built under the One Bay Area plan in the entire San Francisco Bay Area. That's 101 cities. And the lure for doing all of this, as I said, is $250 billion. Now, in Colorado, you've got Dr. COG. You know, it's the Denver COG, which covers, four or five counties, as I recall, in the greater Denver area. And it is about to do the same program as the Bay Area. Now, this One Bay Area program is sort of a national standard that all the COGs will be following. And so being aware of your COG, understanding its extra constitutional status, which means there is no constitutional status for this, for the creation of these COG organizations, realize the COG, a regional government operation which has no elected officials, is the prototype of what a Soviet system of government is. So the American people's goal today must be to negate these ICLEI contracts and to withdraw from your federal COG. Understand that in One Bay Area program, for instance, it is ICLEI who runs the One Bay Area program. So even if you're city
time,
doesn't have
Michael,
a contract,
I have let you go. But God bless you. Thanks for being with us. And we'll talk to you again this afternoon, this evening. If you want to hear Michael as he continues, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Be our guest at 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, we hope that many of you will be interested in helping us. We do have an excellent DVD put out by our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. It's called Agenda 21, Agenda 21. And then I simply have a series of talks on this subject, and you can get my talk on sustainable development on a DVD. I have a syllabus. I have a four-tape set. It's all the same thing, this massive program to control you. And basically, of course, we carry material on Agenda 21. We have a four-tape set on Agenda 21, and something we have, I suggest right now, Michael Shaw's talk on Agenda 21. I will be doing one in the very near future that will be available, but it's not available right now. You have to understand that this is a subversive program sponsored by the leaders of both political parties, who are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, or you get the DVD, and if you can't afford it, it is available on my website at radioliberty.com. To put this into perspective, there is a world subversive movement made up of people of great wealth who are intent upon bringing about a world government, and behind them, powerful spiritual forces. One of the major objectives is population control. That's why you need to get my DVD, Population Control, The Covert Agenda. It's a rather recent DVD. We recommend it. Then we have my talk, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. It's a short DVD, about an hour, but it will give you the background of the spiritual forces behind what's going on. If you'd like to hear my interview with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, a DVD called World Revolution. World Revolution. And Ambassador Smith will tell you, we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. That's why we brought him to power. And, of course, that's why most people don't understand we financed communism since its inception, because it doesn't work. And if it were, we were constantly sending them money or lending them money. Who do you think drill the oil wells and the gas wells for Russia today after the fall of communism so they could survive economically? We did. If you haven't seen my little pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance, you need to get it. The Communist Capitalist Alliance. We funded communism. Why? You need an enemy. We funded Nazism during the Second World War. Why? You can't have a war if you don't have an enemy. We funded the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Why? Well, because you can't fight a 10-year war unless you have an enemy, can you? I mean, who do you think provided the MiG fighters and the anti-aircraft batteries we used to kill our people? Russia. Who was lending money to Russia at the time and giving them the technology to build the equipment? We were. We need to see my DPC, the best enemy money can buy, and number 1-800-544-8927.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.